The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Welcome back to the playground. Jeffrey Childs in the air chair with you this morning. Jay-Z to my left, Tony O to my right. Matt Missler on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. Hope Miz is having a good morning. Hope you are as well. I want to join us on the playground. You can give us a call, 734-998-1050. Moving on to the defense and what they did against this Indiana offense. Very, very impressive, holding the Hoosiers to 10 points. And even though Indiana sort of started the game and started a drive where they were moving the football, the defense really went into lockdown mode and kept Indiana, you know, really from getting a rhythm all day. I thought Ryan Glasgow had himself one of the best games of his career yesterday, finished with 7 total tackles, 3 tackles for loss, and Michigan had 12 as a team. Ryan Glasgow had 3 tackles for loss and obviously one in that category as a sack. But Glasgow was very, very active along the defensive front for Michigan, getting into Richard Lago's face, not allowing him to feel comfortable as well. Taco Charlton, another guy yesterday that was very, very disruptive in the Indiana passing game. He finished the day 2.5 tackles for loss, 4 tackles on the day for Taco Charlton. And Charlton and Glasgow, and Glasgow is the fifth-year senior, showing up big for the Michigan defense and really limiting Indiana in what they could do offensively. This was an Indiana team. I talked to an Indiana beat writer, Mike Miller, from the Bloomington Times-Herald earlier in the week, and he mentioned about how Lago has shown like he can be an all-Big Ten quarterback at times. He mentioned the Indiana receiving game. Mitchell Page, we saw come up with some catches yesterday. And also what Indiana does out of the spread and running the Wildcat on occasion. But Divine Redding yesterday, guys, only 22 carries, 50 yards, and a 14-yard long for Divine Redding. So no matter what Indiana threw at Michigan, Michigan defensively has shown up and done what we've seen them do all year, which is be complete lockdown in the Indiana offense.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that the rush defense yesterday was good. Now, Indiana wasn't known for the rushing offense. They were more heavy on passing coming into the game. They were the number 20 passing offense and number 77 rushing offense. But yeah, I mean, holding Indiana to, you know, I think it was like 110 yards gained rushing, 64 net. That's a great rushing defense performance. And then on passing, one of our previous callers mentioned, there were a couple of sort of breakdowns, but overall, the defense played great. I mean, we held them to 10 points.
Yeah, I think Michigan fans are very jaded at the point of, even last week, lost to Iowa, they were still under the average of the best team. And obviously now, if you don't believe they're the best defense in the college ranks, then I don't know what you're smoking. Because, yeah, only allowed 255 to Indiana, and I know that there's weather in fourth quarter and all that. But still, they did very well. Great. I guess you can't say very well because there's other teams that did very well yesterday.
They were great.
They did great yesterday. Next week, it's you know, they got to take that number one ranking and prove it in Columbus.
Well, Richard Lago only finished with 14 completions on the day, 191 yards. And again, Divine Redding, Indiana's top ball carrier, 22 carries for 50 yards. What do you think about the defense? Will they be the key in Columbus, as Tony O stated earlier? We want to know what you think. 734-998-1050. We want to get your thoughts on the defense. But first, let's head to Brian in Mount Clemens. Brian, welcome inside the playground.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
The defense against Ohio State, against Indiana, the defense was nice. Like you said, Taco and Wormley were setting the edge, funneling everything to Glasgow. A couple of balls got hung up where our DBs couldn't find it. It was kind of weird. I've seen some plays where they probably could have got an interception, but the ball was getting hung up in the wind. But against Ohio State, I think we need the key on Samuels. I don't want to see him get messed up with a linebacker kind of too fast. Other than that, just have to watch out for the quarterback because he's sneaky, good with his feet. He's not really fast, but he make you pay on third downs. That's about it.
Yeah, Brian, appreciate the phone call. And you're right, JT Barrett, although his I feel like his arm has been a little bit better in the last couple of weeks, but he's still a quarterback where he's the dual threat. He is going to make you miss on third down and on those critical downs. And Michigan has had issues in the past couple of weeks with tackles and space. And I thought those cropped up again yesterday, maybe not to the extent that we saw in the Iowa game, but they were still an issue. And if Michigan has those issues against Ohio State and Columbus, against JT Barrett, against Curtis Samuel, against Mikey Weber, that'll be a long day for the Michigan defense. But again, the defense, very, very good, as Brian said. They weren't allowing anything around the edge for the most part, which is very good to see. Finished with 12 tackles for loss. Glasgow, Taco Charlton were Michigan's best players on the defensive side all day. Glasgow, I seemed like every other time I looked up in the press box, I saw him in the backfield, maybe not notching a sack, but doing something. He was not knocking down Lego in his face. And just they kept Richard Lego in the pocket and didn't allow him to move around and have mobility, didn't allow him to get outside the pocket. And I thought Chase Winovich, again, he's had a couple of nice games this year where he's come off the edge and either gotten a sack or a knockdown or a QB hurry. I thought he was very, very good as sort of a complimentary piece to that defense yesterday. Chase Winovich, again, showing up against Indiana, having a big day for Michigan. And we want to know what you think. 734-998-1050. Will the defense continue this dominance in Columbus? Let's head to Tim in Burton. Tim, welcome to the playground.
How you doing, guys? Yeah. Two things that impressed me in the fourth quarter yesterday is we punched out two or three first downs and kept the ball for 4 or 5 minutes in the fourth quarter that really shortened the game where Indiana couldn't get the ball back. And also Kenny Allen's kicking and punting was just excellent yesterday.
Yeah, Kenny did a great job with the punting, same with field goals. And then one guy that we haven't said yet, Jordan Glasgow with the block punt, and then I believe he recovered the second one. Great job by the special teams of Michigan to do what they did yesterday. Obviously, it was a factor in the game. When you're starting on the short side of the field, that's really going to help you out. The defense did great. The special teams did even better. And John O'Korn, well, he's going to get better. He will get better.
Yeah, Jay-Z, a great point as far as the special team's concerned. I thought Kenny Allen had a really, really good day punting. Of course, we saw Michael Jost get his hand on a punt deflection. I believe he had another play in the UCF game. He made a huge special teams play for Michigan, getting his hand on the punt. Kaliki Hudson came up big in the fourth quarter. He had a block as well for the special teams. So all around, Jim Harbaugh always talks about how you have to win 2 out of 3 phases for the game. Well, the offense didn't have their best day, and John O'Korn, hopefully better days are ahead for him. The defense and the special teams carried the day for Michigan. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Anthony Broom, our guest this week. He's a lead writer for MazeAndBrew.com. That and more on the other side. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.